He Said, She Said, or Technically Speaking and Simply Put.
Hello, Tracy.
Hello, Corey.
And the big aloha.
That's right. It's not hello, we say aloha because we're in beautiful Waikiki right now, taping SNU.
The beauty of technology is incredible. Lens and Van, we're in Waikiki, and our guests will be in Vernon today, but this is just awesome. It's great. We're just stealing a week away to get some sun and have some fun and take care of a few things. Always good to be in the islands where the weather is warm, the sun is up early, and we saw, a couple of sunsets on Waikiki Beach already, and then we walk in the sand barefoot for like a mile or two along the front there. It's pretty nice, isn't it?
It's absolutely beautiful. It's so healthful. You know, you get all those ions, those negative ions, and the sand and the surf and the smells, and it's very, very relaxing. Good for anybody, you know, and you don't need any longer than a week. Sure, you can stay as long as you want, but 1 week for me, and I'm happy with that. It's just very relaxing, and it's a real good health input for me. That's what I think. Years ago, I might have wanted to stay forever or even for like a few weeks. But now I have a really good life where I live in Vernon. So I'm always happy to go home, but it's always nice to get away for a bit. That's where I'm at right now in my life.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's good to just take a breather and change your environment and also sort of live in a state of bliss for a little while. It's important for the mind. So moving on with today's He Said, She Said, this is October 2018. What's cooking?
Well, because it's October and it's that time of year, for those of you who celebrate Halloween, Halloween is one of the biggest holidays celebrated. And it really is a wonderful thing. And I was born on Halloween. So I'm going to tell you, being born on Halloween is not as much fun as you think it is. Most people think or say to me, oh, you must have had so much fun being born on Halloween. Well, give a kid a costume. Let them go knock on door and get candy. What is better than that when you're a little kid? It's way better than a birthday party. So I had both going on at once. And so I would much rather have a birthday on a different day. And that's exactly what I'm doing this year. I'm having my birthday 10 days early, having a big party for my 60th birthday. Yay. Anyway, what's cooking are healthy caramel apples. Now, instead of the candy apple or the regular caramel apple, this is a healthier version, ladies and gentlemen, so it's not going to break your teeth down. So what I use is 12 medium-sized Macintosh apples. That's the one that I prefer, but you can use any apple that you like, but I like the Macs. Just a medium size, not too big. 12 small medium sticks or caramel apple skewers. 1.5 cups of pitted dates, 1/2 a cup of pure maple syrup or melted unpasteurized honey, 1/2 a cup of coconut oil melted, 4 tablespoons of water, and 1 teaspoon of salt. And for the toppings, you can do a multitude of toppings. I like the dark chocolate with the crushed almonds. That's what I like to have in mine. But you can do whatever it is you like. So as usual, you want to rinse and dry the apples. Then you take out the stem, and then you want to stick in that skewer so that it's make sure that the stem is out and make sure that the stick is far in enough to you hold it by the stick without the apple falling off. So you want to get it right up in there. And then you set each apple on a parchment paper lined surface. So you want to blend the dates in a food processor until it forms like a ball. That's the dates are the caramel. We call that the caramel, which is the dates forming into a nice big bowl. Then you want to add the maple syrup slowly and the melted coconut oil and the water and a tad of sea salt. And then it should become nice and smooth. Then you want to keep scraping the sides as needed. And then what you do is you want to take that caramel mixture and put it into a medium-sized bowl. And then you want to dip each apple into that caramel and then set it back on to the parchment paper. Now, if the caramel is too thick, then you might want to add a little bit more water. Then what you want to do, leave it there, leave it on that parchment paper. Then you're going to work on your melted chocolate. So you want to melt that chocolate. You can get some stevia sweetened chocolate if you like. And then you want to add some coconut oil and you want to mix that together in the microwave, but really watch it because you don't want it to burn. And then you want to use a spoon and you can drizzle any amount of chocolate over each apple. I like lots of chocolate over each apple. Then you can sprinkle the chopped almonds all over. Just sprinkle them all over. Now you can crush them or you can have them really finely crushed. Whatever you like the best. And you can use a different nut if you want. That doesn't really matter. Then you want to place the apples in the refrigerator for about a half an hour just to let them set. And then they're ready to eat. And you can keep them up for 2 or 3 days is good. And away you go. It's really, really a nice little treat. The kids love it. The adults love it too. What I like to do, because I find it kind of messy, is I slice the apple. So it's all sliced up and then you got all that nice dressing on top of it. So what do you think, Corey, about that? Grandkids loved it, right?
Well, that's what I was going to say. Did you test them? I think you did. That's the ultimate, is to test them on kids to see whether or not they like it. Because I know that when I was a kid, I used to like the regular candied apples, which now I would stay away from, like a long ways away from. But they were hard. You had to sort of bite into them. And the whole thing was about getting into the apple out from the outside core, but these are actually beneficial to consume. And what was the response from the kids?
Oh my, they loved it. Well, what had happened is a gal friend of mine, she won 100 pounds of apples from an orchard, an organic orchard here in there in Vernon. And so she says, what am I going to do with this? So anyway, a group of us got together. I made the candy apples and then I had enough for everybody. Apple pies were made, beautiful gluten-free apple pies, apple crumbles gluten-free. We had a nice apple salsa made. So we each got a little bit to take home with us. And then I called back a few days later to say, what did everybody think about the candied apples or the caramel apples? And they were a hit. So that was good to know. That was really good to know. Now, what you also could do, you could take apples, you can slice the apples up, nice thick slices. You can add the date paste onto it. You can add the crushed nuts onto it. And then you can add the melted chocolate over it and just eat it like a cookie. I think I might do that next time. That's more for adults, I would say. But all in all, the combination was delicious.
Yeah, well, there's nothing in there that wouldn't make it taste good. You know, the apples themselves are sweet, especially the Max, which I happen to love like you. And then hello, dark chocolate with a natural sweetener, no sugar. Of course, these are sucrose, fructose free, the coconut oil, the crushed almonds. I mean, again, you could use macadamia nuts, thinking, you know, here locally, or any kind of nut, probably cashews, any kind of chopped nut, walnut,
right,
you could do it with that too. It gives it a bit of a crunch. And with the maple syrup, that would be kind of cool to get that a unique sensation mixed. So you could come up with a number of different recipes on this to sort of generate the same kind of outcome. But yeah, I like it. It's a thumbs up from CHI.
There you go.
Okay, so that's it. Then we'll move on. If we're finished with the October Halloween apple, what do you call those? Halloween apples? No, healthy caramel apples.
Yes, they'd be called Halloween apples, but also healthy caramel apples.
When I was growing up in Alberta, trick-or-treating as a kid, one of the things we used to say, which you don't hear in BC, is Halloween apples. You don't hear that in BC. That's more of an Albertan, maybe a prairie thing. I don't know. But this is a good connection with the Halloween apple. Good
stuff.
Well,
then you get an apple. Then you get an apple.
Yeah. Right.
Kids want tricks and treats. Well, what a trick is. I don't know how many tricks they do. But kids want the treats, not an apple. An apple would be boring today, but an apple would actually be very beneficial today, wouldn't it? I like it when people give out toothbrushes and little healthy things, you know. Kids don't like that. They want candy, right? But anyways, happy Halloween, everybody.
There you go. Okay, moving on. Who was our last month's special guests?
Last month's special guest was Mr. Alvin Tan and Ms. Jada Tam. They're a married couple. Alvin Tam discovered the National Circus School in Montreal and ended up crossing the globe several times as an acrobatic performer, coach, and actor, working with many circus and theatrical companies, including the renowned Cirque du Soleil. Jada Tam was born and raised in New York. Jada is a yoga teacher, artist, herbalist, sacred dancer, belly dancer, fire artist, and certified art educator. She is well-versed in anthroposophy, holistic living, sustainable wildcrafting, and plant spirit living. More on Alvin and Jada's bio, you want to check out our website because there's lots more. Well, this whole few months that we've been doing, I call it Acres of Diamonds. And the Acres of Diamonds are in our backyard in Vernon and the surrounding area. We have so many talented, interesting people in the area. And I said, we've got to interview these people. Well, I met Jada through a mutual friend, and she's the gal, talk about creative, she was the one who did my body painting. And that's what I wanted to do. And so she's the gal who I met, and she actually performed this on their property near Lumbee, British Columbia, and in a teepee. So that was quite fun. And you know, you have several hours this takes to body paint. So I got to know her quite well. And hearing her story, I came home to you and I said, Corey, we've got to interview these people. They're fascinating. So this is truly a power couple. And we're really blessed to have them live so close. And as I said, we're very fortunate to have so many wonderful, talented people in Vernon and who to interview. And hopefully we will get to build strong relationships with these people. Now, Jada and Alvin are truly talented and fantastic performers. They're well-traveled. Both of them have traveled all over the world. And they are also a really good-looking couple and really in good shape.
No doubt. I haven't met them yet myself personally like you have, and I look forward to that day. But I certainly love what they're doing, what they've done. I love their athletic background, their commitment to holistic alternative medicine, their connection with nature, their appreciation for it. They've got what I think would be a lot of courage because they basically just moved away from Las Vegas, which provided them with a lucrative career and all kinds of benefits that are associated with being a celebrity there. And then they just sort of came up to Hicksville, just outside of Vernon, in a beautiful natural environment, which in itself has its own kind of celebrity, its own kind of unique value, which not everyone's into, but they certainly are. So, and then, of course, they're building their own place. I mean, how does it get better than that? So I think that's just so cool. I really enjoyed the interview.
Oh, absolutely. Alvin says acrobatics is a belief that he has. It's a physical challenge, and over the years, the mental and the emotional aspects of it, it's different every time that he does it. There's a risk, of course, and danger when he's performing. And when faced with fear and danger, it puts him in a place of the present, which is very interesting. So how to manage fear was a new way to manage acrobatics. As he ages, he's learned to use the sensation of anxiety and nervousness as beneficial. So that's kind of cool. So if you're nervous and you're anxious, this is beneficial sensation to maybe keep you away from danger, as it should be. And he says, over all the years of training, that he had, there was one teacher, and you asked him what was one word that summed that up, and he said, again. Do it again. So that takes discipline to be able to do it over and over and over again. That's a lot of discipline. So it was neither good nor bad, just do it again. So he had a very disciplined conditioning school of acrobat. The Art of Impossible was a book that he wrote, and it looks at the impossible. It's just an illusion. Making an art out of something that is possible. He says there are things that are impossible, however. It is a summary of how he learned the lesson. So, Eva, how many times have we heard people say, oh, that's just impossible. I could never do that. That's impossible. I could never be that, or I could never do that. And this is what he's learned through doing the acrobatics, how it is possible to be able to overcome the challenges to do what you want to do.
Absolutely. Yep. And there's a lot of that truth in sport. You can start off with wanting to practice and play, and then you start to get better, and then you start to train harder and show up more often. And what you thought would not be possible all of a sudden is possible. Like maybe your throwing distance is off the charts, or maybe your ballet performance is absolutely phenomenal. It's something that we have to give and be unafraid to try. So, you know, you can't be worried about what other people think about you when you're doing your thing. That's the freedom that comes from connecting with the sport and being free of the anxiety. And I think obviously if there's a fear, then moving through the fear, which is generally self-imagined, helps you overcome all of the forces that are working against you psychologically. So then you realize that what you thought was stopping you was no reason at all, is now you're enjoying it, living it, and doing really well. So this can, you know, systemically move out into all aspects of your life and affect your relationships and your lifestyle in a very positive way.
Jada says, light enters the point of the wound. Over the years, she said she had broken bones and wounds and cut up and hurt and injured. And she says, you're laying there and it says, light enters the point of the wound. So I guess that makes you think about what you're doing. Would I do it again? Would I do it differently? So you start to think about what you're doing when you're laying there injured. Yoga helps to strengthen the inner being. This is a wonderful for longevity and sustainability in your life, as well as yoga is sustainable. Jada works with herbs and has learned how to manage good health for herself, family, friends, and clients. So I think that's really good, because we had a really good, interesting conversation when she was body painting me about how herbs have helped her. And that's usually how the journey begins, is by you trying it yourself. And then you see how well it works, so you want to help others. And then she went into getting more educated and certified in the herbal aspect. And now she helps her friends and family and clients. Anthroposcopy is a path of knowledge. For example, learning about the cycles of the year and how this can assist in a holistic way of living. So for example, now that fall is here, the trees are shedding, it's a time for us to shed, being aware of our consistency, a primitive connection to the way we live. So that's kind of interesting. I'm going to have to look a little bit more into that.
Yeah, oh, absolutely, for sure. Everybody's into their own thing, whatever it might be, as long as the outcome is positive. That's how you judge its value and integrity. If you're moving forward, making progress, then whatever it is you're doing, I would say stick with it. Don't fix it if it ain't broken. So a nice couple with a purpose and a reason for being, with a very, very strong athletic background, which is what I like to see. A lot of people don't have that, and they will pay the price as a result. So mixing the intellectual, emotional value of life in the pot, making your soup, has to include fitness, movement, training, exercise. It must. And these guys are all about that at a very high level. So that's very cool.
Well, yes, absolutely. They do fire dancing. They have kids' circus training that they do. It's just fabulous what they're doing. And what I think you should do is get on to their website, Barefoot Sanctuary, and take a look at their journey from just building their land up. It was really cute because Jada would have her axe and she couldn't chop a piece of wood. But towards the end of the game, she could chop that piece of wood. So it was just so cute to see over the months. She got really, really good at it. So anyway, and there you go. Again, do it again. And she kept doing it again, chopping that wood, and finally she could do it. So thanks, Alvin and Jada. We really appreciate your interview.
Right on. Yeah, that was a good connection there. And to finish off now, what's your hot topic?
My hot topic for this month is meet new people. You may have wonderful friends in life. However, you may want to broaden your circle of friends and reach out and meet new people. You may play soccer, ping pong, dance classes, painting classes, etc., whatever it is. And there are probably like one or two people in the class that you may really resonate with or that you like, and you think, I might want to pursue a relationship with these people. They look like fun, and I think we could have some good conversations. Well, then I suggest you just go for it. Just go for it. And, you know, start off with a cup of tea, go for coffee, and then slowly, Corey, you meet a guy, and you guys really like each other. Then we get to meet the wives or their partners, and before you know it, we're going for dinners and going places together and really enjoying each other's company. They may become very close, or you may learn that you don't parallel as much as you thought you would. So that's fine. At least you gave it a chance, you know, but the common denominator was what brought you together. Like you, Corey, you in the Hammer, you've met a lot of different gentlemen who are doing the same thing, and you have this common denominator. And now I've met their wives, and we dinner together. And the same thing with me, with my dancing. I've met a lot of females, and then we bring their husbands into it, and away you go. Right? So we've really met a lot of new people. And I just think it's wonderful to have a wide variety of diverse friends. you know, from all walks of life, different age groups, younger, older. So, but you have to make this happen. You can't just wait for the phone to ring and someone to, you know, say, hey, let's do this. You've got to make this happen for yourself. And then you see where it goes from there. What do you think, Corey?
Well, yes. And a lot of it has to do with you being responsible to break the ice, because you can connect. Like, there's a lot of people I've met in the Hammer at events. If I didn't go up to them, if I didn't make a statement, if I didn't make a complimentary comment or something, I wouldn't have made the connection. But it's like, where are you from? Or where do you live? Or wow, where do you train? And all of a sudden, the opportunity exists now for you both to get to know each other. Then one thing leads to the other. The other night, we went to watch the sunset here in Waikiki. We sat on a bench, and then another couple sat down beside us. They asked us if we minded, and we said no. So they were just sitting there. No one was saying anything. So I turned and said, so where are you guys from? Well, here's the guys from Scotland. Okay, we had just been there, so there was an instant connection. His partner was from Russia. We talked about Yuri Sadik being the Russian, you know, the Hammer champion of the world, and so on and so forth. Well, they happen to live in France. I mean, they've got a fantastic story. They're very interesting. They talked about where they'd been on the island. It's just a wonderful way to get to know people, and especially when you're traveling. I love that, because you just never know who you're going to bump into or meet. It could be a friendship that lasts just for that moment, or it could be a lifetime relationship.
Well, for sure. And you might find people, you might think that they're a little aloof or standoffish, but really they're shy until you get to know them. So somebody's got to break the ice. And I know we are shy to a certain degree. I mean, people don't think we are, because usually when we're in our own element, we're both very outgoing. However, when we're out of our element, then, you know, I find sometimes people won't come to approach us. So I find I have to go and approach them, which I'm fine by doing that. I'm okay by that. Sometimes I don't feel like it, and I might be missing opportunities. But most of the time, I will go out there and I will try to make a friend. There's got to be something about that person that is attractive to me. Maybe their sense of humor, they've said something, or, you know, maybe they've done something, and I say, I like the way they operate, and I want to find out more about this person. So that's usually how you take advantage of these things. And then what do you know? You might end up with a really good friend at the end of the day, a new BFF.
Right. Yeah, and you can break the ice with two methods. This is what I do, and it comes natural. Number one is humor. Make a joke, say something funny, get a response. Then you immediately have this unfolding of individual reality. It's just kind of blended in towards each other. Or compliment. Wow, that was a great throw. Wow, that's a beautiful hairdo. Wow, those are nice earrings. Wow, that's a great, you know, outfit you have, or something like that. And it's got to be genuine and real. And if it is, the person will sense that. And then that opens up doors, and then you proceed to have a conversation. And sometimes it never turns out to be more than just a short conversation, but sometimes it can be very intellectually stimulating. That's why I love to meet people.
Right. Well, that's my hot topic. Get out there and meet some new people.
Right on. Okay. So what's your final word?
My final word is by somebody unknown. They that were born on Halloween shall see more than other folk.
I'd like to know who these unknown and anonymous people are.
I don't know. These are quotes, and I don't know. I don't know. Anyway,
unknown.
That's the great unknown. Well, that's it. That's all. There ain't no more.
Okay.